Travel practice. Be a traveler, even when you're at home. Perhaps the greatest thing that travel teaches us is to see the world as a series of adventures, with the people we meet along the way not as strangers to be judged or fears, but interesting locals to be learned about. The average resident of London has probably met dozens of people from the Indian subcontinent over the course of their everyday life, but probably has never stopped to ask searching questions about where exactly these people come from and what life is like over there. Take the same person, put them on a plane to Mumbai and plonk them down in a bar next to a local, and watch as the interesting conversation takes place. Conversations with people from foreign lands are one of the purest joys of travel. When we are overseas, we turn on our curiosity switch. We hit pause on our prejudices. We don't get offended. We stop thinking of ourselves. We get lost in the moment and in the story. This attitude of open-minded interest isn't magically generated by prolonged exposure to airline food. It is a persona we inhabit when we travel, when we imbue every interaction with a sense of the profound and view every individual we encounter as an opportunity to learn. At home, we don't often do this. We encounter dozens of strangers every day, usually when we are in a hurry to get somewhere important. Learning the life story of everyone we encounter would be impossible, but we can still try, just a little. Choose just one new person a day, or even one a week, and make an effort to learn something about them. Choose someone who comes from a different background to you and therefore likely has a different perspective on the world. Treat them as you would a local you are lucky enough to encounter in an exotic land. Indulge in the moment with curiosity and see where it leads you. Of course, at home as abroad. Not everyone you meet will be a shining example of virtue and hospitality. There are people everywhere who, for the sake of your physical and mental health, should be avoided. But how do we, as travelers, learn who we should connect with and who we should run from?